Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Welcome to Overnight America with Ryan Recker on KMOX. Sponsored by Michaels Flooring, the flooring experts. MichaelsFlooringOutlet.com.
Welcome back, Overnight America. Normally, this is the time where we would actually be starting Overnight America, but that's not the case today. We started at 8 o'clock. I'm still trying to figure out exactly what the next couple of days are going to look like with the Cardinals having a 4:02 start here in St. Louis. It's a 5:02 start if you're over on the East Coast, Atlanta time. Looks like the temperature is going to be nice. Who knows how long the game will go? It's going to be an exciting one. I'm going to guess it's longer than usual. And with the post game going after that, I don't know what time we're going to start tomorrow, but I can tell you this. As soon as the game is over and as soon as we have known the result and as soon as we start Overnight America right after, we're going to be talking Cardinals, so you better join us tomorrow. It's going to be an exciting, exciting night, or it'll be a terrible night. Don't know yet. I'm hoping that it's going to be one of those exciting nights. I wanted to thank all of you for the last couple of hours. I hope you've enjoyed the earlier start. I like the idea of bringing in some different guests to tell these certain stories. And I think every radio broadcaster is inspired by some of these different people that have taken to the podcast medium and have been telling stories that way. There's one interview that was just released between Conan O'Brien and David Letterman. And I started listening to it yesterday when I was driving home from work. I got off the radio show. I noticed that, oh, there's a new Conan O'Brien interview up there. And Conan, to me, is the greatest when it comes to late-night talk show host. There's no one better on the air right now than Conan O'Brien. He's better than Jimmy Fallon. He's better than Colbert. He's better than Jimmy Kimmel, all of them. And I think he's the most respectable of them all, too. He's someone that gets it. I think he's someone that's old-fashioned in the sense where he does it for the sake of comedy, not insults or not for a certain hatred. He's someone that's out there, and he really tries to just do things that are just flat-out funny and hilarious, and that's his background. David Letterman is a guest of his last night, and they talked about the art of late-night talk shows, and my ears perked up. I can absolutely relate to this. I haven't done it as long as they have. Letterman was in it for 30-some years. Conan O'Brien, 20-some years. And they were at a level much higher than where I am here on KMOX Radio. Though I do respect the position I'm in, it's not, you know, NBC Tonight Show, okay? So it's not the exact same thing. But there are some things that are universal that I listened to in the podcast and thought to myself, wow. Wow, I totally understand that. And this is going to sound like insider baseball, but what I found out with most listeners of this program is that you like to hear some of the insider baseball things. I think, producer Mike, you'll be able to appreciate this too. I wanted to play a part of this podcast of theirs. Conan O'Brien has his late night show on TBS, but he also uses those guests and records a podcast with them, a long form interview podcast called Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend. And he just has these conversations, and they're just so fascinating. I've learned a lot listening to them, trying to pick up on some of the cues that he uses when it comes to interviews. What are those things that are important interview techniques that make sense? You know, Larry King was really good at the interview. You know what I learned about Larry King? He never prepared for any of his interviews. Most nights, he wouldn't even know who he was going to interview that night. He said, unless it was like the president of the United States, he didn't prepare himself. He just showed up and he just let curiosity take it. And he had a way of allowing that curiosity to make the story its own story, which was always really fascinating. Conan O'Brien, when I listened to him interview David Letterman, many people look at David Letterman as the person that changed the game of comedy. So if you're like a pure comedian, you have a lot of reverence for a guy like David Letterman. And when David Letterman talked about some of the issues he had when he was doing a late night talk program, I listened to it and I thought, wow, I totally get it. And I wanted to play a quick portion of this for you to kind of help you understand. And you know what? In some ways, you don't have to do a late night talk show to understand what he's talking about. If you do any job where it's repetitive and you do it over and over and over and over again, tell me if this doesn't ring true.
When you were deciding to move on from The Late Show, you said you decided it was time because your son asked you how was the show tonight and you couldn't remember.
Mm-hmm.
And I was listening to that thinking, Jesus, I should have gotten out then 15 years ago. And it's not that I don't care.
Right.
It's that the volume, the sheer volume of the work and the amount of time you're out there does something to your mind, like an Etch-a-Sketch, where my short-term memory is completely gone. Do you have a connection to your body of work, or have you just dumped the whole thing and you have to see a tape somewhere?
Well, first of all, the dynamic of not knowing who had been on the show or how it went is common. I think common to people who do something repetitive night after night after night. I used to hear Peter LaSalle say the same thing when he was working with Johnny, and I would say, who was on the show tonight? And he would say, who was on the show? I don't remember. And then later in conversation, it was Charo. Now, arguably, that is perhaps forgettable. But
I disagree.
It's the same. It's the same process. But I that was kind of a ruse on my part, because as I reflect on it, I just stayed too long.
Really think you stayed too long?
Yes. Yes, absolutely. Selfishly and for the benefit of the American viewers. I stayed too long. But I see other people doing shows now who are doing it better, more energy, and overall making it their own time period. And I couldn't do that anymore. And I should have left. But I was kind of hidden and protected in those time periods where people at that time weren't really caring so much about, and then they became wildly lucrative. But I should have gone. You know, I would have had a different kind of life, and I long for that a bit.
Wow. That is so fascinating to me. I love interview programs like that. And that was just about 2 minutes of them talking. They go for an hour on like that. But how true is it? Your short-term memory is like an Etch-a-Sketch. I got to say, I am absolutely like that. I couldn't tell you what I talked about last night on the show. I mean, I could remember what we were talking about for the first 2 hours of the show. If someone said, if they pointed a gun at me and they said, for your life, you're going to have to remember what you talked about two Thursdays ago, I wouldn't be able to do it. I would have been a goner. It's like that with a lot of different radio show hosts and talk show hosts and morning show hosts. Anyone that does long form talk, it's exactly like that. And it kills me, because anytime I go in public and someone says they loved when I talked about this or we talked about that, I give them that blank stare and I have to give them the exact same answer, which was, oh, I'm glad you enjoyed that. I have no idea, no recollection or memory of anything that I've said 2 weeks ago. It's a dangerous thing too, very dangerous. And it's just one of the natures of the beast of talk radio, or in this case, late night talk shows. If you wanted to check that podcast out, I'm telling you, it's a great one. Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend. His conversation with Letterman is excellent. Worth checking out. All right, coming up, there's a few things I wanted to do with the Cardinals playing tomorrow. Do you think they need a little motivation, maybe a motivational speech perhaps? I have some thoughts for them that could give them a little pep in their step. Mm-hmm. Yep. It's Overnight America, KMOX.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes, mornings and afternoons, on St. Louis's News Radio, KMOX. Now back to Overnight America on KMOX. Sponsored by Michaels Flooring, the flooring experts. MichaelsFlooringOutlet.com.
Overnight America. We're over 2 hours into it now. How about that? Feels good to start at 8 o'clock, but I know that's not going to happen tomorrow with the Cardinals game at 4. My heart's already pounding thinking about that game. 436-7900 if you want to call into the radio program, or 800-925-1120. I played a portion of the podcast of Conan O'Brien's latest one where he interviews David Letterman, and man, does that ring true to me. Your mind's like an Etch-a-Sketch when you do late night talk It's just you forget about what you even talked about the day before. Man, that's just like, it's so true. So true. And it's not like I'm trying to break that fourth wall with you. I think it's just an interesting way to let you know what my daily life is like. It's, my wife complains about it all the time. You never remember anything. Todd, who's calling in from St. Louis. Hi.
How you doing? I think it has nothing to do with being a talk show host. I think the more you mature as a person, you forget about the past, you let go of grudges, and you just move on with your life. That's all it is.
You think that's probably one of the greatest gifts we have, just being able to forget things?
Well,
I guess it could be a curse, but being able to drop things off of your mind that you're leaving grudges behind, that's pretty important.
Well, I think part of it, again, it's just the maturation process. And if you did something way back in your past that you haven't dealt with and you've forgotten about it, well, eventually it'll come back to haunt you and you'll just have to deal with it then. But as far as most people, I think most people deal with the sins they commit. And after that, the consequences go away and they just move on with their lives and don't make the same mistakes as they did in the past. And
yeah.
Just go on to a better future.
All right. Thanks, Todd.
All right, bye.
That's interesting. I find that I also need to point out a few things. A lot of it has to just the repetition of it, and not that we're talking about the same things. I mean, we talk about different things every night, but the repetition being that you go in, you tell your story, and you move on to the next one, and the next one, and the next one. You're not talking about the same story constantly. That's what makes it. You just have so many different things that you bring up. And that's something that's one of the nice things about talk radio. You get this sort of authenticity because it's nearly impossible to try to script out a show like this. You can't do it. You can listen to some shows. They're scripted. Talk shows at night, all of them are scripted, right? You have all the different teleprompters people are reading off of. The news shows, they're all scripted. The commentary shows, they're all scripted. Talk radio is different. You're not going to find a script here. You know, with the Cardinals playing tomorrow, it's a big game in Atlanta, game 5, winner take all. The Cardinals have the momentum. I feel like they could get that eye of the tiger in there. And man, I'm excited to see what happens. Tomorrow is going to be a huge, huge day, a huge, huge night. And we're going to be on right after the game tomorrow, so you don't want to go anywhere. You listen to KMOX. You're going to get all of the post-game coverage, all the interviews, all the takes, all of them. You're not going to find it anywhere else. You're going to get it right here. You know, like TBS is going to cut away and go somewhere else. They don't care about the Cardinals. So that's why you listen to it on 1120 AM at KMOX. So we hope that you join us afterwards, and then we'll be able to talk about it. And we'll, of course, start the show tomorrow night with your calls on the Cardinals. Well, I felt like the Cardinals may need a little bit of inspiration. They have the inspiration. I mean, they have Yadier Molina, for goodness sake. They have all the inspiration they need. I don't think it gets any bigger than that. I mean, how could you, as a baseball player, not be inspired by Yadier Molina, one of the greatest, greatest. Put that statue up in front of Busch Stadium already. No need to wait. Get it there now. And I thought, if you could say something to the Cardinals right now, what do you think they need to hear before this big game 5? What do you want to say to the Cardinals if you're to send them a message? 436-7900 is your number, or 800-925-1120. I also want to ask producer Mike what he may say to the Cardinals. And, you know, I have a motivational speech that I think would be nice. I'd also like for you to give a motivational speech, because I think each of us could maybe find a way to get the crowd going. All right. So let me give mine first. I think this will be good. I have the motivational epic music to play underneath it to make it even more impactful. So, of course, you want to get everyone gathered in the locker room. Get them all in. Come on, boys, get in here. They've ignored you. They pushed you around. Anyone outside the Midwest, they don't care about you. They don't put you in the discussion. They don't give you the respect you deserve. They count you out. They try to back you into a corner. They don't care about your accomplishments. But today they will. Today they will. You show them what the Cardinal spirit is made of. Today you go out there and show them you're the best team in the world. You represent the best fans in the world. I want you to show them we have what it takes. And we take ownership every step of the way. And our ownership doesn't end until we win that World Series. This is the Cardinals. Best team in the world. Now go out there and get it happen. Woo! All right, pretty good epic speech, huh? What do you think? That's pretty good. All right, Producer Mike, I also would like for you to give an epic speech because I think the Cardinals need it right about now. They need that little extra to get them going, don't they? All right, so let me get the music up for you two because I think it's only fair. Go ahead. I want you to give the best epic speech possible to get that Cardinals up and running. It's all yours, Producer Mike.
Well, boys, today we need to pray for meatballs. Buy a few frozen ropes and keep that line moving. We need to collect some cans of corn. Dish out some golden sombreros. Man the hot corner and maybe even hang a snowman. If we do those simple things, we should go crazy, folks.
What did I just listen to? You think that's the thing that gets people motivated? What in the world was that? Maybe that's exactly what the Cardinals needed to hear. All right, so come on. I just gave this giant speech. Man, everyone, they got to go up and get crazy after a moment like that, running out onto the field. Wow. All right, what message do you need to send to the Cardinals right about now? I don't know if they're listening. They got their own preparations. They got their own things going on. But tell me, what do you want to tell the Cardinals before they take that field tomorrow in Atlanta? 436-7900 is the number, or 800-925-1120. It doesn't have to be a motivational speech, but just tell me, what do you want the Cardinals to hear before the game? I think everyone has their certain things that they have in their mind right now. You know, the last couple of nights we took calls from Cardinals fans. And some of those calls were fascinating. Some of them were saying, Schilt, keep Carlos Martinez out of there. Some were saying, get Yachty to call better pitches. You know, some people, there's a lot of criticism leading up to the win yesterday because they were scared. They could have been eliminated yesterday. Pretty remarkable. You can also text in what you'd want the Cardinals to hear before the game to 436-7900. I like that we have that text message system up and running. And you know what? You don't have to like preview the whole speech with our producer, Mike, before when you call in. I'd rather hear it for the first time live on our show because I think that's going to be more impactful. Well, you know, I gave this giant speech. I mean, I even had the music going. And what did he say? Buy ropes, Christmas trees and stuff? What? What just happened? Now, if you want to confuse the, you know, how about I would rather send producer Mike into the Atlanta locker room to give them that speech because they'll go out thinking, what in the world did I just hear? That's what we need, the confusion. All right, we'll take some of your motivational calls coming up. What do you want the Cardinals to hear to buy tomorrow? You tell me. It's Overnight America, KMOX.
This is Overnight America, sponsored by Michaels Flooring, the flooring experts. MichaelsFlooringOutlet.com on KMOX.
Next hour, we're going to have author Josh Campbell on. He's someone that worked in the FBI for James Comey, so he was part of the investigation into Hillary Clinton and also part of the Russian interference investigation, both of them. You know, until Comey got the axe and he left. But he wrote a book called Crossfire Hurricane. So what was going on behind the scenes? I'll ask him those questions a little under an hour from now. Good interview. I think you'll like it. Welcome back to Overnight America. It's 436-7900, calling locally in the St. Louis region. Anywhere else, you can call 800-925-1120. All right, Cardinals fans, you tell me, what do you want to tell this team? What do they need to hear before tomorrow's big Game 5 in Atlanta? Let's go to Mark. Hi.
What do they need to hear?
Mark, are you there?
Big Game 5.
As you listen to myself in the background, he's listening on delay. All right, so hold on. I'm gonna put Mark on hold, and we'll come back to Mark. So, Mark, if you're still listening, we'll come back to you. Larry in Indiana, hi.
Hey, how you doing, buddy?
Good.
Go Cardinals.
Go Cards. All right, so what does the team need to hear right about now?
Well, I would tell them that we've gotten this far this year, and for them to play loose, get out there, have some fun, and kick some Braves' ass.
Play loose, you say? Can you say that?
Oh, yeah. Say that? Have fun. Go out there. That's what got them there.
Okay. They're serious enough when
they play anyway. Loosen up. Don't tighten up.
Don't tighten up. You need to be loose. What do you think is going to happen tomorrow?
Loose. Steal some bases.
What do you think needs to happen? What do you think is going to happen tomorrow?
Well, I think Flaherty, he's...
Which gives you your best chance, doesn't it?
I think he's primed.
Yeah, I think he knows. And this last game had a lot of pressure on him, too, but this one in particular, I think he gets the butterflies out. He got a little experience with the last one, knows what to expect. Going back to Atlanta, man, he's got all trust in him right about now. All right, Larry.
I agree with you, and just keep those thoughts in mind and go out there and have fun. Be loose.
Loosey-goosey it, Larry. All right, thanks.
See ya.
What do they say, the old 38 special song, Hold On Loosely and Don't Let Go? If you hold on too tightly, you're going to lose control. Yeah, I think that's how it goes. All right, let's try Mark again. Hopefully your radio's down. Mark, hello.
I'm here.
Mark. All right, Mark, what do you want this team to hear before the big game five tomorrow?
I would love to see the boys with the red jackets, Gibson, Brock, all those guys, Ozzy, at the stadium. I wish they could all be there, and I think that would fire them up.
So game three, they had Whitey Herzog out, which was a huge bonus because of his health scare. That was pretty cool, right? So get some of the guys out like that.
In Atlanta.
Take them out.
I think that will fire them up.
Do you think they allow that sort of thing?
Probably not in Atlanta.
We're going to go out there. We're going to show them how it's done. I'm excited for
tomorrow. You know what? Here is one Cardinal fan. My first experience really was 1964. I can name that entire team. I am so proud of the Cardinals. Go Cardinals. That's the inspiration. The inspiration is from Mark from Olivet. Go Cardinals.
You got it,
thank
Mark.
Thank you for the time.
Thank you. From Olivet. All right, Cardinals fans, what do you need to tell this team in order to get them prepared for tomorrow? 436-7900 or 800-925-1120. I know the Cards need to hear it. They need to know you got their back. They need it. Let's go to Mike in St. Louis. Hey, Mike, what's going on?
Hey, they just need to relax, do some solid baseball, and try to ignore the tomahawk chop.
Oh, that's so annoying, that tomahawk chop.
It is.
I want to stop seeing that. I'm done seeing that. All right. So
I was listening to the game the other night on the radio, and I could not even hear Mike Shannon because of them doing that tomahawk chop. I mean, it was crazy.
All right. Thanks, Mike.
All right.
Bye. That chop that keeps going and going and going and just won't stop. It kind of, when I see it on TV, it's just at first you're like, it's just their little thing that they do. And then TBS like really obsesses with it. They're like, let's really pay attention to this. We really got to show everyone doing this all the time. You just need a motivational speech. Like producer Mike gave an excellent motivational speech. Excellent. This will get them pumped.
Well, boys, today we need to pray for meatballs.
What does that even mean?
Buy a few frozen ropes and keep that line moving. We need to collect some cans of corn. Dish out some golden sombreros.
You know, if I don't understand a lick of that. I feel like we wasted the epic motivational music that I played in the background, you know? When you got something like this playing, you feel like there needs to be something of value said. All right, boys, everyone, get in here. Get down on one knee. You know, you want to, that's one of those moments where you get out there, you run onto the field, you got the eye of the tiger. You got what it takes. You're going to show the rest of the world. We're done getting pushed to the early games, even though I actually prefer the early games. But we're done getting pushed to that. We're going to be the premier team that you're going to have to follow from here on out. That's what I want to happen. Let's go to Kent. Hi.
Hi, how you doing today?
Good.
Hey, I just want to tell the Cardinals that they have it all. They've made it here. They're prepared. I would just want to say have fun and Godspeed, guys.
They're there and they're ready for it.
I understand. I agree.
What's your prediction for tomorrow?
Well, I can't say that. We're going to beat them like drums.
Yeah? Good. What's the score? Give me an idea of what we can expect.
Well, I drink a lot of coffee, so I'm saying 6-3 Cardinals.
Ooh, okay. If we can put 6 runs up, I'll feel good about that because Flaherty is not giving up.
I have just moved back from Athens, Georgia, and I lived there for 3 years. And I've got my Birds on the Bat license plate on the front of my pickup truck. And I was just so proud that I could irritate those people.
Thanks, Kent. Good to hear from you. All right, have a good night. Oh, that's hilarious. See, Cardinals fans are all over the country, all watching this game. Rick, hi.
Hi. I just wanted to explain to you that what his speech was a very good motivational speech. We're going to collect frozen ropes means we're going to have a hit in a lot of line drives and collecting a lot of can of corns. That's easy pop flies that they're hitting to us.
So producer Mike's speech is actually a very good speech.
Right on the money.
All right. So there's a lot of slang. You got to know what you're listening to.
Yeah, that's all baseball talk. If you played at all, you should know that.
All right, Rick. Thank you for that.
All right. Don't yell at Mike anymore.
Oh, no. There's going to be a lot of yelling at Mike. Don't worry about that. All right. Thanks. All right. So Rick was in a wind tunnel, so I couldn't quite hear what he said. So was he defending producer Mike? I don't know. It was hard to tell.
We need to collect some cans of corn.
So that means something? We need to collect some cans of corn?
Dish out some golden sombreros.
What does that even mean? That's more baseball talk? Golden sombreros?
Man the hot corner and maybe even hang a snowman. If we do those simple things, we should go crazy, folks.
What? Wow. That's motivation right there. It motivates me to go to, like, is there an urban dictionary for just baseball terms and try to search for some of those things? Because I'm afraid to go to the regular website and search for some of those things because I don't know what you would find. 436-7900 is the number. You can call or text that line. Or 800-925-1120. Cards need to hear Gloria, one person texted in. So they need a little Gloria. Maybe. We haven't played that one in a long time. Also, I want to mention something else. When we come back, there's a few other things I wanted to get to. Some news from KMOX.com. But there's also a story about a St. Louis Uber driver I want to get to. Violent crime has led to 58 indictments so far since we've seen some of the different support from the state come in. That's pretty good. And would you eat horse meat? All right. Is that another term, a baseball term I'm unfamiliar with? Go eat some horse meat. This is Overnight America, KMOX.
This is Overnight America, sponsored by Michaels Flooring, the flooring experts. MichaelsFlooringOutlet.com on KMOX.
I think you know what we need in a situation like this. One of the greatest sports songs ever created.
We can do it. We can win it all. We can do it. Watch them curve the ball. We can light up your day and thrill you at night. Put a smile on your face and make your spirits bright.
Everybody!
Come on, Cardinals. This is our year.
Producer Mike, what was the record the year they used this song? It was bad. Did you say they second last in the league or something?
Come on, Cardinals.
So we're allowed to recycle it and use it for a joyous occasion. Or as one person recommended, do we play Gloria? Is that appropriate? No, I feel like that's wrong. I feel like I shouldn't do that. Are you allowed to play Gloria to other occasions? I feel like once that has finally reached its pinnacle, it just feels dirty to go and use it somewhere else. I don't want to do that. One person texted in, this is their motivational speech. I would say, get your butts out there and pitch and hit some balls, or if you lose, you're walking home carrying the equipment. You're carrying the equipment home. let's go to Nancy, who's calling in. Hi.
Hi.
So what's your motivational speech, or what do you think the Cards need to hear before tomorrow's game?
One, I don't know why we don't have a song. Don't we always have a song? And I feel like we don't have one this year.
Yeah, I know. Most times there's a song.
Uh huh.
But it's so expensive to create new songs anymore. But there is that one, is it Redbird Fever, the Gretchen Wilson song? That's pretty good. That could be used.
Well, their saying was Time to Fly. I thought they would eventually start playing the REO Speedwagon song. REO Speedwagon thing?
Yes.
Time to Fly or
what
like
a
that.
Great idea. Yes, Nancy.
But they never did. I thought that's what they were going to do. But anyway, I just wanted to tell the Cardinals that we believe. Like, we are Cardinal fans no matter what, and we believe in them. We know they can win. We're here. My mother's 86 years old. She watches every darn Cardinal game.
Wow.
She sits there with her thumbs underneath her. That's what she does. She sits on her thumbs. And she believes in the Cardinals.
Wow. Good.
Yep.
Every night she's there.
Watching,
listening, whatever it may be.
Right.
She's a fan.
Right.
All right, Nancy, thanks.
Okay. Thanks.
Bye. The REO Speedwagon song would be pretty good. Wouldn't that be that's a nice one. You know, I got a text message from producer Ben. He said that we need to use this as the new theme song. His favorite song of all time. He tries to find ways to get it in there. And, man, did he find another way to get it back in. You know, it's October, and now he's listening to it on demand. If you were to pull up his iPod or whatever, and it gave you a count of how many times he's listened to a song consecutively, there would probably be about 6 digits on this one.
My monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
The new Cardinal song, according to producer Ben, who just requested that one. One quick story I wanted to get to before we get to 11 o'clock. And next hour, we have an interview with Josh Campbell. He is someone that used to work for the FBI, doesn't anymore, but he was working under James Comey, and he was part of these investigations, not only to Hillary Clinton, but also to Donald Trump and the people around Donald Trump, I should say, when it comes to Russian interference. So it's called Crossfire Hurricane. That was the FBI code name for their investigation. Crossfire Hurricane. What a name. He also told me the FBI code name for the Hillary Clinton investigation. You might have to wait and find out what that is, because it's actually a really good code name, too. I found this one story on the Daily Mail, and there's a teen that's getting a lot of hate online for something she decided to do. She's 18 years old. Her name's Pia Olden. This is over in Norway. A teenager decided that when it was time to put down their well-loved animal, which was a horse, instead of burying the horse in the backyard, she made the decision to butcher the horse, make it into horse meat, and eat the horse. That's what her decision was. Not too many people liked it. She started to receive death threats after she revealed she ate her horse, as opposed to just burying the horse in the ground. Who can do that? I mean, isn't that like one of the telltale signs of a sociopath? You're like stone cold crazy if you eat your horse or your animal. Imagine going in and having the dreadful conversation of putting your dog down, and then you saying afterwards, well, can I get some dog meat off of little puppy dog here before we, you know, dispose of the animal's carcass? Because, you know, I would like to eat the dog. What do you think people would say here? This is insane. Who eats their pet? I know this is Norway, but we're not talking about third world country where you don't have a lot of other options in some cases. That's a weird thing, right? 436-7900. So she went on, and this is the justification of eating her pet. And she posted photos. It looks like it's in a takeout carrier. Like you went to a food truck and picked up one of these things. She's saying that people have been furious. She's been sent death threats. She said, because she grew up on a farm. She said she has a more realistic view of animals. Because when you're someone that works on a farm, you look at them as, you know, livestock and the ability to have them butchered. Like if you have a pig or a cow, and you know eventually it's going to get to that point where they're going to be sent to the butcher, you know, you still are nice and you may have friendships with these animals or whatever, and you may have conversations, whatever it is, at a young age. But then you're not ashamed to eat the cow after that, right? She said one thing that has really gotten a few people upset about this. She said that, the girl said, it's not better for the meat to be buried and eaten by the worms. And then she poked at it by saying it was some of the best meat she's ever eaten. Wow. How could you name the horse, ride the horse, be friends with the horse? I got to tell you this, and I'm just going to give a crazy hot take because, you know, why not? Horse people are different type of people. Maybe horse people are the only type of people that would consider eating their own animal.
Boom! Hot take!
Yep. See? There's the hot take right there. Wow, eat your horse? That's Norway there. Barb! Hi, how are you, Barb?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good.
Hey, Ryan. For the Cardinals song, I would say, we will rock you.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one. Well, the Queen song has been used for just about every sports team in the history of sports, it seems like.
Yeah, you got that right.
Are you someone that's a jock jammer? Would you go in there, get the CD going, and pump you up before the game?
Oh, yeah. I think so.
All right, so tomorrow's game, do you want to give us a prediction?
I would say probably...
6-0. Oh, Barb. You think the Cardinals are going to win?
Yeah, because we need mobile on a run still.
We got to get the runs. You know, the last couple of games where there was two games in a row, we got one run out of two games. We got to do a little better than that tomorrow. All right, Barb. Hey, yeah. Thank you. Good to hear from you. Have a good night. Yeah, Flaherty, when you don't want to waste another start from him, we want to get him out there. We want to get that win. What a night. All right, we'll talk Cardinals. We'll talk about eating horses. We'll also talk about the FBI and James Comey. Wow, what an hour lined up for your pleasure. It's Overnight America, KMOX.